From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Time has passed since the dramatic consultation paper from the ACMA popped up on our screens. Already I have been seeing consolidation of thoughts without the detailed analysis of the different options and the possibility of thinking of a more suitable formulation than option C, class license, that the regulator proposes. It seems that the first reading for most people focuses on the declaration that a class license would remove the ACMA of all responsibility. Now, several sections of the discussion paper refer to ITU requirements that must be met. How many people who are familiar with the international treaty that governs the amateur service have checked further? I suspect not many. To misquote Lewis Carroll, let us start at the beginning. We, the amateurs here assembled, need the base information to build a formal critique of what has been proposed. Remember that simply because we receive a proposal, this is a consultation, and that very much indicates the capacity to negotiate the matters which are important to the continuation of and development of amateur radio in Australia. Surely we can have safety provisions to protect primary amateur spectrum from interference from services who operate outside the parameters. Do we remember the interference that certain over-the-horizon radars have caused on HF in recent times? Those who fail to learn from history are bound to repeat its mistakes, is a maxim worth remembering. As if the gods of coincidence had looked upon us, when Amateur Radio Magazine No. 1 for 2021 arrived, I was delighted to read a well-presented and constructive two-page article and contribution by VK4YE, Chris Burke. It is serendipity that this piece has been published, coinciding with the release of the ACMA consultation. Chris, who is a graduate teacher, has drawn the practices of other English-speaking jurisdictions in training and examining for accreditation of the various grades of amateur radio license and the issuance of the necessary documentation. I do know better than quote the closing paragraph from Chris. For our future's sake, the present system must not be allowed to continue in its current guise. So from the video of VK3YE last week to the written words of VK4YE this week, I ask that people forget their hobby horses and consider where you want amateur radio to be in the future. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From VK4WIA, this is Q News. I'm Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango. In the Ipswich area, it's heard every Sunday morning following the national news on 147.375 MHz.
Let's have a look at the Q News social scene. And just before we get into that, somehow or other, I think I heard myself in the national news refer to Jeff as VK4ZZP instead of VK4ZPP. Sorry about that, Jeff. Now, VK2, the Wyong Field Day, as we heard in the national news, it's been cancelled, but replaced with Mayhem, still at the Wyong Racecourse, but May 30. Advised by VK4YN, but then wait, VK4ZZ advised, February 10, it's off. What's off? The Tanham Sands Gathering in March. All USA grades of licence will be held at the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club March 13. All details on VK4WIS.org or contact Trent, VK4TS at wia.org.au. Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club are holding a big one, the John Moyle Field Day. They'll be participating March 2021 at the Model Aero Club, Mosquito Creek. Redfest happens April 10. Clearview Gathering, where radio amateurs meet 30th of April to Monday morning, May 3. Central Highlands, the Amateur Radio Club, Theresa Creek Campout is from Friday 28 till Sunday 30th of May at Theresa Creek Dam, southwest of Claremont. And Alara Meet 2021 in Bendigo, October 1 to 4. Now till next we meet, this is Q News, this is Graham, this is VK4BB.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.